Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast hosted by Tickles and Tots. Today's topic is celebrating love. So we're going to start out the show by talking about how we can show love to others, even if it's not something that is widely embraced or appreciated, or people don't practice it as often or as much as they should. Being kind and loving and caring for people in general, just because we should love people. So on this day, because today is Valentine's Day, when love is celebrated so much, whether it's a couple celebrating their anniversary or a couple celebrating their love, or it's a family member celebrating their mom or their daughter or niece or nephew, or someone is celebrating their significant other. Today is a day where we want to just love on people, period. Not just on Valentine's Day, but love is something that should be shown to everyone all the time. Not just on a special holiday, not just on a special day or a birthday. We should be showing love every chance we get. Life is too short to walk around and be angry or upset and holding grudges and not talking to family members. And by the way, if you haven't spoken to one of your family members in such a long time, reach out to them. Give them a call. Send them a card. Write a letter. Go drop by and give them a visit. I'm sure they would love to see you face to face or hear your voice. And if not, then at least you put forth the effort to take the first step to healing and forgiveness. So I want you guys to do that. That's your assignment for the day. Yes, I do give out assignments from time to time, but it will be beneficial for you. And maybe that will promote some healing and some comfort for some of those who have not spoken to a loved one, or there's some things that happen in your past and, you know, people are no longer talking. So let's work on that. That's going to pull on your heartstrings a little bit. It's going to require some work. It's going to require forgiveness. But it will benefit you in the long run. So if you could do that, that will help you out tremendously. And you never know. The outcome might be greater than you expected. You know, maybe that'll be a turning point in that person's life. And maybe they'll be ready and eager and receptive to moving forward with healing and mending relationships. So I wanted to talk about how we can show love and kindness for people. Not just because, oh, it's Valentine's Day, I got to get the cards and the flowers and we have to go out to dinner and, you know, the whole event and festivities of the day, which, mind you, that's absolutely great. If you are married and have a spouse or whatever, you should appreciate and do things for your spouse, whether it's for the husband or whether it's for the wife. It shows a great, it's a love gesture, you know, that you are spending time with your loved one. It shows that you care and appreciate them. And that should be all the time, not just on today, but all the time. But, you know, I guess it makes it even more special because it's quote unquote on the day. So I hope you guys are showing love and appreciation for one another, because it's so, so very important for your marriages, for your relationships, and for those who are around you. Okay, so how can you show love to other people? There's a lot of people that are out there that think that they're invisible, or think that they have been forgotten because, you know, hey, well, maybe I'm not married, you know, I don't have a spouse, or, you know, I'm a single person, or, you know, they don't have a date, or they don't have a boyfriend and or girlfriend, or they're not in a relationship or anything like that, and they might feel kind of like left out or like nobody's really paying attention. I don't have a, you know, somebody to spend this time with and share my life with. Trust me, people, it's coming. For those of you who are in the season of waiting, there's another podcast about that, and I'll release that later. But in this time, take some time to show love towards other people. I know we want to receive love, but it's also great to give love too. So in this, while you're in the season of waiting, while you're waiting to spend time with someone, you're storing up all this love, all this energy, all these things that you have to give to other people. But in the interim, while you are in this transition and in this waiting period, we can show love to those in our community. There's people that are in hospitals. There's kids in foster care. There's children that need to be adopted. There's the homeless population and community. There are so many other communities of people who feel like they are forgotten, like they're alone or they're visible because nobody really pays attention to them, or they may not get as much love as they need. So for those who do have so much love that you're just overflowing with an overabundance of love, let's take some of that and spill it over to those people. And you never know how it might impact and change their lives. Even if it's just, hey, sir, how you doing today? Hey, ma'am, I came to check on you. I brought you some flowers. I brought you a card. I'm coming to spend some time with you. You know, even if it's just for a few minutes, how are you doing today? What's your life story? How can we benefit these other communities that are out here, not just on Valentine's Day, but throughout the year, throughout our daily activities? You know, someone homeless on the street, can you bring them food? Have you donated money? How can we help those individuals who may be feeling down and out or may not have access to resources like we have? So anyway, that was one of my points of today, was just that, you know, showing love to other people. Or if you don't want to do those things, you know, maybe to a family member, maybe you have a niece or a nephew, and they might have a single parent or something, you know, maybe help that single parent out, or, you know, bring them some flowers, you know, or take them out to dinner and, you know, maybe love on the little ones, you know, and let them be your little Valentine. Or if you have a group of friends, you know, some other ladies or gentlemen, friends that you might have, you know, let's gather a group of friends and, you know, you guys all love on one another. And I know that there's like a movement where there's like Galentines, and, you know, then there's other groups of individuals that get together and they spend a lot of time, you know, having brunch, or they have little festivities to kind of support and love on one another. And then they have fun, and it's a sense of a community that they have to help keep each other going, help keeping each other motivated, you know. So also, just how we need to take care of ourselves. Self-love is also something else that needs to be addressed. While you're in your waiting season for that special someone or that loved one that you're anxiously waiting to meet, in this time, do something for yourself. Take yourself out to dinner. Spend time with yourself. Be your own best friend. And I know this may sound like, oh, cliche, and what is she talking about, and she doesn't know what I'm going through. Yes, I do. you know, and even if you are married, there can be points and times in your life where, you know, you're single, or not, excuse me, where you might feel like you're single, but you're not single, but you're in a married relationship. You know, because of, and I'll just speak a little bit on my situation. You know, hubby is, you know, working a lot. So I have to, and now, you know, that the kids are in school, I homeschooled for a number of years. But now that they're in school, you know, I have a lot of free time on my hands. So it's like, okay, what am I going to do with myself? You know, what can I do? Where can I go? So I enjoy me. I enjoy spending time with myself. I know what my likes and dislikes are. If I wanted to go to the movies, I can take myself to the movies or go out to get something to eat and sit at the table and sit there and eat it. And I know this like terrifies some people, but it's all part of self-care and taking care of yourself, or you can go get a massage, you can go to the gym, you can go work out, you can buy yourself something for yourself, buy yourself some flowers, you know, treat yourself out to dinner, but take care of you, take care of your mental health, take care of your, have fun with yourself. You know, there's a lot of places that, you know, we can go and do things where it doesn't have to be, you know, something on an extremely large scale where you're like around a whole bunch of people and you're completely frightened, or you don't know anyone. So it can be a bit of an adventure and an experience all at the same time. But you never know, you know, how you will handle that situation unless you're actually in it or give yourself a chance to learn what your response would be in those types of situations. But anyway, I said all that to say, love on yourself. And I know that's kind of hard, hearing it from someone who's, well, you're married, you know. I was single at one point too. I was single for many years before I met my husband. And I had to learn how to navigate and do things on my own and spend time with me. And I wanted to be a whole complete person so that I wasn't bringing a whole bunch of baggage or extra drama to a situation or to a relationship. So I had to find out who I was and know who I was. And I think one thing that helped me out at one time is that, excuse me, I lived on my own. I could have gotten a roommate, but nope. I'm so glad that I didn't. I've never had a roommate. When I was, you know, in my early 20s, I had my own apartment. And it was like the best decision ever. I lived alone and I got to find out, you know, my strengths, my weaknesses, my likes, my dislikes. I spent a lot of time, you know, because I am a believer and, you know, I was heavily involved in the singles ministry and in the church at that time. And I still am. But I would gather around other people who were like-minded, you know, who were had a positive influence and impact on my life. And I got to know who I was. I got to shed off some dead weight, some things of the past, so that I didn't bring all of that into a new relationship when, you know, when hubby entered into my life. So if there was some, you know, clinging on people, you know, relationships, lingering, you know, friendships that needed to be discontinued, then I took care of all of that before my spouse came, because all of those would have been just like a big distraction. So I made sure that I had all my stuff together. I made sure I was together physically. I made sure that I was together financially. I made sure that I had myself together so that when that person that I was supposed to be with came into my life, that all of everything that needed to be in place, me being a whole complete person, not like waiting for the other person to complete me or finish me. I was a whole complete package before the person came. So just like we're, you might be hoping and wishing and praying for that other person to come. And maybe the reason why they haven't come into your lives is because maybe you're not ready yet. We're praying, we want this person to be like perfect, down to the T. But what are you doing right now in this season of waiting to prepare yourself? What are you doing right now in this time to get yourself together, to take care of yourself, to get your mental thoughts and your mentality all together before your emotions, everything that you need to have intact before you meet this individual, or before they meet you, or before it's a divine appointment and you guys meet at the same time, or your paths cross, or whatever. I don't believe anything is by accident, but what are you doing in this season? So that person that is supposed to be supposed to meet you or be prepared to meet you, they might be doing the work on their end, and maybe it's taking them a little bit longer to get themselves together, and then at the right appointed time, then you will meet when both of you are ready. Does that make sense? I hope it resonated with all of you, and I hope that it shed some light on self-care. And I did give a little bit of spoilers away for the season of waiting, that podcast that I have coming up. But since I'm so passionate about marriage and relationships, we want everyone to like be all the way together, and you know, so that you can have the best relationship, so that you can thrive. Because when you're, say for instance, you're all the way ready and that person is not, and they still have some emotional baggage, they still have some financial baggage, they still have a whole lot of other stuff and a whole lot of drama going on, it will bring a whole set of problems in your new relationship. And it might be cute at first, and you might be like, oh, okay, that's okay, you know, I'll just brush that off and we'll love through it, you know. But then after a while, it's like, it starts to get irritating. And then it's like, okay, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this, you know, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I was expecting. So that's why it's important to talk these things out. That's why it's important to communicate these things with one another. You know, talk about all your issues. If this is someone that you know, it's going to be a serious relationship, and this is something that will be here for the long haul, and there's going to be some longevity in this relationship, and you know that, okay, I see myself spending time with this one, with this person or that person, then, you know, yeah, it was safe to say you can go ahead and talk out all those issues. And, you know, I definitely recommend counseling before anybody decides to get married. A lot of people nowadays, they don't want to go through that process, but that is so very important, because the counselors or marriage counselors or whomever that you go to, they usually present different situations and scenarios of, you know, what would you do if this, or what happens if your spouse does that, or how do you feel about this? Who's going to handle this? Who's going to handle that? They pose a lot of different questions, and there's exercises that you have to go through as a couple. Highly recommend that before anyone enters into a committed relationship, when they are preparing to marry their mate, I strongly suggest going to marriage counseling. I think that will save so many marriages. Take your time to get to know the person that you are marrying or soon to marry. And you don't have to wait 10 years. It does not take 10 years. It doesn't take 5. It doesn't take 7. You will know if you are ready to be in a committed relationship. So that's another podcast for another day too. Anyway, so I hope all of you have heard something that you can take away from today's podcast and apply it to your everyday. I hope you learn how to love, and we'll use this as a reference, like, hey, okay, I remember that. You know, I can show love for the people in my community. I can show love for family members. I can go back and revisit family members that I haven't spoken to in a long time. I can love myself and have self-care and be a whole complete person, so that when that true person comes, that's already prepared and ready for me, I will be ready too. And then we'll both live a life together, which is going to take some work. That's a podcast for another day too. But it will take some work. It's going to require effort on both your parts. It's not just like, hey, we married now and then, you know, happily ever after, that's it. No, it's going to require a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of dedication, a lot of communication. So anyway, I thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all have a happy, fun, and safe Valentine's Day, spending time with your loved ones and sharing love and appreciating one another, because that is so very important, not just on a special day, but on a daily basis. So thank you guys, and I will be back soon. So if you have liked what you were listening to, or there's any other topics or comments or suggestions that you would like to leave, or if there's something that you want us to discuss or talk about here on the podcast, drop us an email at podcast@ticklesandtots.com. You can also leave a comment, or you can rate our show. If you are a member of the Anchor community, you can call in and leave a voice message. Or if you would like to leave a topic or comment suggestion, please do so. And we never know, we might feature your comment on our podcast as a shout out. Okay, well, take care, guys. Have a happy, safe, and blessed Valentine's Day. Until next time, take care.